Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Therapy Matters podcast, your one-stop resource for expert insights and advice on everything therapy and rehab. I'm your host, Allison Jones, and today I am joined by Nick Weber, Chief Operating Officer at Team Rehabilitation. Nick, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Allison, and good morning, good afternoon to you as well.
Excellent. So, Nick, before we get started, before we jump in, take a few minutes to give our audience a little bit of background on who you are, what your journey has looked like, and what it means to lead operations at Team Rehab.
Thank you again. Thank you for having me. You know, I've been a physical therapist for over 25 years now. I had the pleasure of working in all kinds of environments, from local rural hospitals to large flagship sports medicine and orthopedic practices, with physicians in private practice. And then I found my way to Team Rehab, where I opened Clinic 9 back in 2009. Since then, I've been fortunate enough to work with some amazing therapists, both in my clinic and as a mentor to other clinics as they opened. I was able to be part of the team that helped open our third state in Indiana and our fifth state in Georgia. I ran the state of Indiana as a vice president of operations, which was super exciting and such a great time, because we got to bring the Team Rehab model to another state and to so many other people to enjoy ownership and autonomy. I split a role where I was the vice president of operations for Georgia while I was the COO in a transition period. And that was exciting because, again, another market. And here we are, you know, 14, almost 15 years later from when I joined Team. And we were a long way from my Clinic 9 to 130 and counting clinics in five states. So it's been everything I've wanted it to be, because got into this to help people. And the way I look at it, I'm helping people still.
So Team Rehab is a network of therapist-owned outpatient physical therapy clinics. And as you mentioned, you have over 130 locations in Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Georgia. And you have an eye toward continued growth. Your patient satisfaction has been at 99% since 2001. And you are continuously rated as one of the top places to work year after year. It's truly an impressive operation. So let's dig into it. Let's figure out what makes Team Rehab work the way it does. So your network is therapist-owned. So what does it mean to be a clinic director? What is the commitment like?
Sure. Well, first of all, you've certainly done a lot of good homework, and it's always nice to hear those things about how hard our therapists work to make patients happy. And that's kind of our cornerstone. Is Team Rehab's goal is to make patients happy, and we do it by having and employing great people who clearly love being a part of that team and going after that mission. You know, it is impressive to be a continued top workplace, not just for our corporate headquarters where I am here in Michigan, but as we've grown big enough in every state, we're winning awards for top workplace in Illinois, Georgia, so that we're able to reproduce that, which is something really special. And the strength of Team Rehab has been and will always be on the clinic ownership side, on that clinic director. That clinic director partners with Team Rehab and they split the ownership. Team Rehab takes all the risks, does all the stuff that nobody graduating PT school wants to do, or actually anybody wants to do, you know, HR, marketing, benefits, all that stuff. And then it just leaves the clinic director to do what they do best. Just take care of their people, take care of their patients, make sure they have everything they need to be successful. And that commitment level is huge. It's not huge as far as an investment. That investment is nominal. The rest of it is your sweat equity. What you put into it is returned directly to you for what you get out of it. So when you think about commitment level, it's hard to kind of put a finger on it, Allison. I mean, it's everything from, you know, I shoveled and salted the office today to, you know, there's a snow day or there's no heat, so you got to shift patients around to make sure they get what they need. You know, you may have to work an extra shift to cover for somebody or during a growth spurt or whatever, but it's that love of patient care on that clinic director level that they can create their own environment of excitement, their culture of quality and patient satisfaction on their own level. That's what drives the team rehab model, and that's what is driven by that entrepreneurial owner-operator that we have at every one of our unique clinics.
Now, so is there a certain set of, a lot of what you're talking about is like personal characteristics of the types of folks that you're bringing in. So is there like a certain type of criteria that you use when you're onboarding new clinic directors or onboarding new team members in general? Is there certain things that you're looking for in that personality when you're hiring people?
Our turnover speaks volumes about how low our turnover is for our owners and for our therapists. And a big part of that is how we recruit. We look for somebody who loves taking care of people, scores very high on integrity and conscientiousness, has good mental ability, and demonstrates some sort of skill for the replicable job for what they're doing. And I think that gives us the best chance of having a great team put together. And so far, the proof has been in the pudding with the top workplace recognitions.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned turnover. Is that something that you're willing to share, what your current turnover rate is?
Well, I will. I don't like to brag, but this one's going to come out pretty good. You know, if we look at some of the great industry literature out there, whether it's from, you know, the people at the APTA or WebPT or ISIMS or any of those publications, they talk about turnover rate. You know, our turnover rate, as far as our therapist goes, has been, you know, in the single digits forever. I mean, for the first probably 10 years I was here, I could count on one hand how many therapists we lost out of our clinics. It's definitely a little bit more now, but the industry is such that it lends to that. And, you know, as the industry has seen, you know, double-digit increases in loss of employees, you know, team's not been unscathed. For us, though, we're still at half the industry standard of turnover. We don't lose a lot of people. A lot of that is our ownership, both level at the clinic director and at the therapist level. I'm obviously not going to say that we haven't lost clinic directors who've gone on to do great things, but it's half. If loss ratio is 12% or so, based on whoever you read, team's been at 5% or less, even over the last 3 years. So we're doing a good job of keeping our great people, which is huge for us.
That's tremendous. That speaks volumes about the program that you guys have developed for your patients and for your people. So let's switch gears a little bit. And you had mentioned a little earlier that team, the sort of the corporate side of things that team has put together and does sort of all the stuff that the clinic director doesn't, you know, want to do or has to do from the HR and the payroll and marketing. The corporate side of things sort of handles that. So tell me a little bit more about the support that you provide the individual clinic operations and how that helps your clinics stay focused on patient care and continue to grow and thrive.
Even though it's a one-third, two-third split between the ownership, the clinic owning a third and team owning two-thirds, it's very much the clinic director and the clinic is the head of the dog. And, you know, everything else in admin is there to kind of support that. So if you think about a normal, traditional outpatient therapy clinic, there's like one entrepreneurial spirit who's got a vision and referral sources and they go. What we've done is kind of taken that one step further by saying, okay, we have people who are experts in HR or RCM or IT or marketing. They'll do that part of your job for you so you can, you know, spend all your bandwidth on growing your business day to day. So now let's say, you know, that individual entrepreneur doesn't have a sounding board. Oftentimes they're kind of on their own or blazing their own trail, which is awesome. We allow and encourage that. What we have is tons of operational resources available. Every clinic director gets paired with a successful clinic director, a mentor who they can meet with to talk about hiring, purchasing, business development, whatever is on their brain, coaching, mentoring, growing, hiring, recruiting. They have that person there for them at their fingertips at all times to help them. You know, the individual practice owner has to be the, you know, the CFO, the CEO, the COO, all of those. We have those resources available to them to handle some of that work that they don't want to do or just aren't as skilled at. I mean, when I came out of PT school, I didn't know half of what I know now, and I still have another half to learn at least, but it helps to give them, to take pressure off them for billing questions, because there's a ton of those, for authorization and verification questions, there's a ton of those, and just really leave their bandwidth and brain open to taking care of the patient, which is really the only thing that matters. And if we can eliminate all that other headache for them, that just makes their lives easy, and they're very, very successful as a result.
Yeah, I think you made the comment during our prep call, you know, let the clinicians just be clinicians.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, as a therapist and as an owner, and even today, like I'm excited for patient care all the time. And my goal and decisions that we make on my team and in the clinics has got to be about how do we continue to allow people to be excited and stay focused on taking care of the patient so we can keep an eye on everything else. And if we can do that, then we're being successful, because that allows for them to take care of patients, and taking care of patients is all that matters.
So you mentioned a few times sort of this concept of individuality. You mentioned sort of the clinic director is the head of the dog. They're making the decisions. Why is this individuality and ownership so important? How does it tie into the success of your clinics?
When I came on, you know, there were 9 different clinic directors, all of them with a different community to serve, a different population of people to take care of, a different pool of referral sources, and a different skill set and upbringing. What's amazing about being a physical therapist is you can blend your art and sciences in any recipe you want and still be really successful. And what's important for us at team is to allow that individuality to be expressed. And what we do is we want to enhance it and support it, and nurture it so it grows. You know, we have successful clinics with, you know, a much older patient population than another successful clinic. We have clinics in all corners and all kinds of parts of towns and communities, taking care of all kinds of demographics. And, you know, we want to make sure that we express that individuality of the clinic, so that uniqueness of that community's needs and the diversity that that community needs to be served with is there. And if we can be an integral part of the community and allow for that individuality, we're going to be really unstoppable in our success, because we'll be able to be a pillar of that community strength and have that great clinic director energy channeled towards taking care of those patients. And it's super exciting to see, and it's great to walk into clinics and, you know, have patients pull you aside or, you know, ask who you are and, you know, want to immediately brag about somebody that they've, you know, sent their family to or they've been coming to on and off for years. That's why we want to do that, is there's so much reward in taking care of the person. And if you can do it in your own community, and you have to be a little unique to do that, then by all means, let's do that. And we can be very successful in doing so. We don't have to have the same rubber stamp on every clinic to be successful. That's for sure.
the concept of sort of rewarding too. So when we talked during our prep call, you also mentioned about sort of profits. So when team rehab overall is profitable, you talked about rewarding team members for their hard work, that it should be that way, that you should be rewarding your team members. So tell me a little bit about how that profitability goes back to your clinics. You had mentioned that you share that back. I assume some of that goes back through the equity, but how does that work?
Sure. It's, I'm actually sitting in the room where we came up with this early on, which was, as we started making money, or I should say figured out how to make money, because we didn't do a great job early on, but it teaches you a lot, that's for sure. We realized that, just simple accounting, either the money goes to, the founders of the company and the owners and TR services, or we share it with our employees. And that was a really easy answer. Yes, that means it's a bit more work, but why not? Like if the people generating the money are in the clinics or they're collecting it from insurance, why shouldn't they get it? So what we've done is we've really had a philosophy of taking care of our employees, basic human needs with outstanding benefits, which we are literally bar none as far as benchmarking goes. But on the compensation side, we want it to be incentivized so that if you put in those extra hours, or you shift your schedule to get that extra visit in, or like today with clinics closed, can you shift your schedule to come in another day and stay a couple extra hours to help Mrs. Smith get her knee better so she can, go grocery shopping herself? All of that matters. So what we've done is at every level in the company, there's some sort of incentive to profitability. On the highest level, obviously distributions of profit are important. And that's what we want all our clinic directors to have access to, is that after tax distribution and reward for all their hard work. Within that clinic, there are other owners of the clinic. If you're a therapist or, an assistant CD or a 2IC is what we call them, you can have 1 or 2% ownership in the clinic. So then you get profit distributions. The next level down, we have a couple special bonuses based on company and clinic profitability that get distributed out to everybody in that, either that clinic who hits the profit target or the company who hits that profit target. On a clinic level, the therapists share in the profits every month as long as they're year-to-date profitable. They don't have to be life-to-date. They just have to be year-to-date. And that can be anywhere from, a couple bucks to a couple paychecks a year. And again, make good decisions about being excited and take care of patients and get the rewards too. So we distribute a lot of our profits to our employees before they hit the bottom line. And then even once they hit the bottom line, that's we're also distributing those profits in form of profit share, profit distributions to shareholders of Team Rehab Services and the clinic shareholders.
So you also mentioned that there is a mentor program. So this is something that is beyond just the general services that you have. This is something that your clinics can take advantage of to help further their knowledge in certain areas. How has that helped your clinics and your teams grow as leaders and owners?
Yeah, I think, when we all take that leap from, treating patients to being responsible for a team or responsible for a clinic, the amount of information that comes at you like a fire hose, and you just don't grasp it all. So having structure and resources available as you go is super important. So what we learned early on is if we set people up for success early and keep things really simple, they have a much better long-term track record. And what I mean by that is running a clinic can be easy if you keep this simple thing in your mind, in the front of your mind. Is the decision good for the patient? Because if you can tie all your decisions to that, that breaks it down to the most easy necessity. for instance, clinics are closed today. All right, well, can we shift schedules? Oh, that's tough because people have childcare or days off or whatever. Well, what's the best decision for the patient and how can we balance that with what our staff needs? Okay, well, that's a good decision. Let's do that. Or, you know, hey, I've got, you know, all these patients I can't hire. What's the best decision for a patient? Well, you know, as a clinic owner, if you see more patients, it helps you and your clinic become more profitable and there's more profits to distribute and more benefits to that. Makes more sense to see the patient. Then that trickles into all of our KPIs and analytics as well. And there's probably too many of them, but at the core of what we do, if we can keep it simple about, you know, is our satisfaction high? Well, that means our patients are happy, so they're going to come in. That's good. That's a good decision for patients. You know, are we seeing enough volume for the number of hours we have and our outcomes good? Well, if those outcomes are good and the volume's high, that's a good decision for the patient. As long as we can keep coming back to that, we're making good sense. Where the mentoring comes in is they can be that other voice to, you know, come in from a 10,000 foot view and look at the landscape and bring their experience and story to the clinic director. And that clinic director is very boots on the ground, very four walls. And obviously they understand what's going on around them, but not to the extent where somebody who's spending time on purpose outside of a clinic. So that pairs really nicely with making decisions and giving support to nourish that entrepreneurial spirit without feeling like you're constantly drinking from a fire hose. And the mentor's there to kind of lessen the background noise and make it easier to make a decision day to day, week to week, month to month. That's just better for the patients and better for the business.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic program to have in place. Now, you mentioned KPIs. Is there a certain set of KPIs that each clinic needs to report to Team Rehab that shows that they're on track?
We have data for everything and each data point, and really want we make sure we pull back to a patient care. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wouldn't say the clinics report back because all of that data is at our fingertips through our EMR and, you know, through external sources. So we have the analytics. What we want is our clinic directors to understand what they mean and feel comfortable with them and really kind of an if this, then what type of scenario, you know, volume's up, profits are down, or quality's up, satisfaction is down. If one of those markers goes above or below where we're either expected to be or where the company averages, what's the decision that you need to make? And how do you communicate that decision with your team? You know, ideally, we want it to be really simple. We want everybody to just focus on the most important aspects of making the patient happy. So that's visits, productivity, and some measure of that. Quality, you know, our outcomes. You know, we're using MIPS like everybody else with Medicare. We want to prove that we're the best as part of our mission. Mm-hmm. Documentation, we want to make sure our therapist can tell a story, get paid, be compliant, and be as efficient as possible. And if any one of those main three are off, we want to focus on all of those, on any of those. If those are humming, then we've got bandwidth to look at some other things. And if one of those KPIs is off, we can drill way down to figure out what we need to do next. So I think as far as like a specific KPI, yeah, team's got what we want to shoot for. That individuality we talked about, Allison, is, you know, somebody who's got a clinic full of pelvic floor care or geriatric fall risk or a strictly neuro clinic versus a high volume sports and ortho only clinic. Those productivities are wildly different, but those clinics are wildly successful. So we understand that. And we understand if there is a deviation from the norm and what it is, as long as everything else is okay, we're in a good spot, but we want to be able to look at that KPI, how it affects patient care, and then if, then what type of scenario. And we have the ability through that mentoring program and that communication from the clinic to the mentors to me and all that channel flowing well, that we can help support decisions that they can make day to day, week to week, so that it is an easy decision to make.
How does this all tie together to impact patient care? So you have your ownership model, you have the mentor program, the team rehabs, corporate structure. How does all of this come together and impact your patient care?
Yeah, I mean, in a vacuum, it sounds super easy, right? But
yeah.
That goes out the window as soon as, you know, the door unlocks. So, you know, what our goal is by recruiting and hiring the best people, giving them the focus and the simple instruction of, hey, just let's do what's best for the patient. You know, that front office person or our PACs that we call them, you know, wants to protect the patient to make sure they get the visits. But they also want to protect the therapist from overbooking themselves. And it's that communication and collaboration is understood, and it is a nice back and forth because everybody's happy taking care of patients. You know, when that ability to take care of patients has become too much because there's not enough hours, we have support to send treater hours from a central pool of floaters or ask for help from other clinics who maybe are a little bit slower. You know, that's where that teamwork comes in to do what's best for the patient. Those mentors can work on collaborating some of that in the background because the clinic director is so focused on running their day to day. You know, on a larger scale, as an insurance makes a change, that's up to me to coordinate information between the back end of the beast all the way down to the front end. And we'll work on that and give them the best filtered answer so they can just focus on patient care and then look up and we can give them an answer and they can go back and forth with us on what that is or talk to their mentor or have a better idea. And then we can provide it from there. Then they can go right back to running their business day to day. That's how it does work. And that's how we are committed on the non-clinic side of team rehab to continuing to make it efficient. As all these changes bombard our profession, we want to dummy them down to make them as simple and digestible as possible so that we can keep team and have great people who just care about taking great care of patients. And it is not a perfect system, but it's one that we're continuously working on transforming to make it as efficient as possible for clinics.
Well, I mean, I have to say, if you have a 99% patient satisfaction, I think you guys are doing a pretty good job.
Our patients are definitely happy, that's for sure, which is awesome.
It's, yeah.
I always, being out of the clinic was hard. Coming out of the clinic was difficult. And I certainly miss it, but I love what I do. And again, because I truly feel like I'm fulfilling my goal, which is I just want to help people and I get to do it on a gigantic scale. But if I ever get tired of, you know, looking at things or running meetings, all I have to do is go to the clinic. I just have to go to a clinic, the energy and the buzz as you walk in, you can feel it. And having that connection back to the clinic and, you know, if I go to my old clinic, chances are there's a patient I used to see there. And I remember telling my wife, I was like, listen, if I'm ever like grumpy or not having a great day, just remind me to get out of the office, go to the clinic.
Yeah.
Just take a meeting there, spend some time there. And in less than a minute or two, it is immediately refreshing to see why we do everything we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can see the impact. That's fantastic. So what is the next step for team rehab? What's next on the agenda?
Well, I think it's kind of a boring answer, so it's not, you know, super scandalous, but, you know, what we want to do is keep team. You know, our goal, you know, if you break it down is be the best, you know, therapists that in our regions. And we're going to prove that with our quality outcomes and patient satisfaction. We're going to be widely employee-owned. We have, between the clinics, everybody having ownership there, all the ownership at the team rehab level, we're widely employee-owned. So that's there. And obviously, we want to be profitable. So with margin compression from the cost of everything going up and reimbursement going down, we have to work really, really hard at transforming team processes in order to keep team. And what I mean by that is, yeah, fulfill the mission, but also focus on making patients happy, keep all our decisions about making patients, doing the right thing for patients, having great benefits, great compensation, and a place for people to grow, whether it's grow as a therapist, grow from a tech to whatever job you want in healthcare or evolve your back office skills. We need that. And in order to keep team, we have to change the way we do things. And like any good entrepreneur or any good story of growth, you have to evolve and you have to have a growth mindset all the time. You can't stay stuck. You can't say, lament constantly for days of past. You know, running a clinic in 2024 is different than it was in 2018, even 2022. And we want to make sure we can keep the team way and keep growing to give more people the opportunity that I had to run a clinic. So our future is protecting team by evolving it. We are absolutely back in growth mode, which is super fun. We definitely took a pause on purpose to get our legs underneath us, but we have probably at least a 10% new clinic growth for next year, and then at least a 15-20% growth in visits and revenue. So we're in growth mode. We're going after increasing the team rehab way, but keeping the core of what's important to team intact as we transform, in order to, you know, really thrive in the next couple of years. That's for sure.
So if there is a therapist or a, you know, front office staff person or, you know, anybody else within in sort of the space that's looking to become part of the team rehab family, where can they go to find out if there's opportunities available to them?
Well, first of all, the answer is there is. There's tons. Second of all, you know, our website, teamrehab.com, has the great updates on what it's like to be here at Team. The photos are outstanding, both of the clinic and of the staff. There's bios. Our quality measures are populating on the landing sites. And it's just an easy click onto our job board. We're also all over all the hiring sites, Glassdoor especially. We have a 4.2 star rating, which is the best as of the end of December. That was the best in the our size industry. I mean, we're not going to touch Apple or Google, but that's I don't think that's a fair comparison. And actually, that is one thing. You know, I really wish they'd separate, you know, client and patient facing employers versus, you know, the Googles of the world who have all these other amazing things. But dealing with the people is awesome, and it takes a special person. So
yeah,
it's so rewarding that I hope everybody who's even thinking about it gives it a chance and comes checks us out. Coming to teamrehab.com is the easiest place to do that.
Okay, excellent. Well, I mean, it's certainly you folks have put together a really special organization, and it is amazing to learn a little bit more about it today. So I really appreciate you sharing the Team Rehab story with us and with the Therapy Matters community.
Well, thank you for having me, Allison. This was really good. I really enjoyed talking with you.
Excellent. Well, thank you. We are out of time for today, but thank you again for joining us. And I want to say thank you to our audience for tuning into the Therapy Matters podcast, your one-stop resource for expert insights and advice on everything therapy and rehab. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Therapy Matters. Do you like the podcast? Give us a 5-star rating, subscribe, and tell all your friends about the show. Want to be a guest or know someone that would be a great guest speaker? Contact me at allison.jones@raintreeinc.com. That's allison.jones@raintreeinc.com. Therapy Matters is brought to you by Raintree, therapy and rehab's favorite EMR. Raintree is the only all-in-one therapy EMR delivering a complete and seamless end-to-end patient journey from first contact to payment to patient retention. To learn more about Raintree, visit us online at raintreeinc.com.